Okay, so this is an informal continuance. We do have the respondent and attorney present. We don't normally have you speak, so maybe a few minutes.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Can you go ahead and just state your name for the record?
Of course. Lynette Odom on behalf of Dr. Baxter here today.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning. Yes, good morning. Members of the board, thank you for allowing me to speak. So at the prior hearing, the board confirmed that Dr. Baxter's actions were not the cause of Tiger's death. Specifically, the board determined that Tiger was not overdosed and did not die as a result of Dr. Baxter's treatment. The cause of death was kidney failure, which the board recognized is not a known side effect of hydromorphone. Nonetheless, the board found a violation under Section R311-5011 for failure to follow professionally acceptable procedures. The board expressed concern about the dog being discharged from the ED on a gurney without further communication between Dr. Baxter and the owner. As a result of this complaint, Dr. Baxter has taken it upon herself to implement new standard operating procedures, which she's prepared to discuss today as needed. These include updated discharge procedures, specifically for any patients requiring a gurney at discharge. A veterinarian must examine the patient before release. Additionally, owners will be informed about the pig's non-ambulatory status and given an opportunity to discuss with the veterinarian prior to discharge. Dr. Baxter understands the board's concerns and has taken proactive steps to address them. It's important to emphasize this case is about communication and not the care. The care was not an issue. There was no medication error in this matter, and given these facts and Dr. Baxter's efforts to improve, we respectfully request that the board issue a letter of concern at most. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. You can go ahead and step back. So we do have, Dr. Thompson, you are the lead for the continuance.
Yeah, and I mean, I applaud Dr. Baxter for going through and recognizing after going through the board process that those were issues at the hospital and putting things together to try to keep situations like that from happening again, right? The most important thing is that we all learn from things that happen in our practice and so that we can grow from them. I feel you've already come to the conclusion that there was a violation. I feel moving forward with the plan in place would be prudent if that's happening. So my motion would be continue with the already in place violation.
Yep, you don't have to motion that,
okay.
So you can just move on. Okay.
So with that, I would ask, Tracy, are there any priors?
No.
Oh.
Okay, Victoria, do you have those?
I do not have that,
sorry. Oh, oh. Dr. Baxter?
I take it back.
Okay, I can grab them if you don't have them available. Just need to sign it.
Tracy, do you want to look? Because I'm not seeing it right on top.
Okay, give me 1 second. So Dr. Baxter has had no previous disciplinary history.
Okay, great. Thank you. So I move to accept the proposed findings and conclusions of law as written in the IC.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. We can voice vote on this one. Mark, will you voice vote?
Yes. Okay.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
And I would say for the order, I would propose a probation for a period of 1 year and to 3 hours of continuing education based in communication, client communication.
Okay.
Second.
Second.
Any civil penalty? No. No.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. And that concludes this matter. Thank you. Are we good? Or? Okay. All right.